Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
This is Mickey Desai. I'm your host for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I have on the line with me Amy Frizzell. Amy, how are you?
I am good. I am good. Thank you, Mickey. I am happy to be on here with you this morning.
Yes. And just for the record, let's tell the audience what it is that you do.
Right now, I am serving as the Chief Engagement Officer with Usher's New Look. Usher's New Look is a nonprofit organization with programming in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as New York City. And we have been around since 1999, actually celebrating our 20th anniversary. And we have a mission to serve all students, but not only that, in serving students, but we want to transform the lives of specifically teens who in turn will change the world. So we develop, you know, global leaders by providing continuous evidence-based resources, all the way from middle school to college. And overall, we want to help them find their spark, which is their passion. Yes. So super excited to be a part of that team. And here I am now.
Very cool. Yes. Well, we'd been talking online a little bit about the current situation with coronavirus, and people are isolating and sheltering in place, I guess, even though no official order has yet been given to that end. And we were briefly talking about how nonprofits can change their workings to facilitate their own mission-oriented objectives during this time. Can you and I talk about that? I'm thinking about the three C's thing that you sent me, the three C's for nonprofits during the coronavirus. Can we get into that for a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. Well, of course, I think we all know that the coronavirus is here to stay, at least for a while. So, we all can't just run around frantically trying to figure things out all at once. I mean, we really have to try to sit down and look at our mission, look at our organization, our programming and services, and really determine as a team what we can do to best promote ourselves and raise visibility during this time. So I came up with the three C's, and I think I added a four C a little bit later on, which I'll get into. But just things to remember when we're going through this, because I feel like we all have to remain in control. I put control as the number one thing. Although you can't control the coronavirus, you can focus on what you can control, which is your mission, your program and services, and how you're delivering those. So it's important to remember, especially during this time, to keep your mission, your program and your services under control, because that will be vital. You have to remain consistent with your messaging. Now every platform is overcrowded, and people are seeing so many different messages from so many different nonprofits. And it's important, in order to stay top of mind, that you keep your mission consistent. And then when you engage with your community, make sure you're showing them. And I don't mean putting words out there. I mean actually showing them what you're still doing to serve your population. So for instance, we're engaging with our students just as we were before, but instead of being in person, we're virtual. So we're actually, you know, taking screenshots, you know, we're recording this, and we're showing our supporters, look, we are still meeting our students' needs. And you have to know how you're responding to your students' needs during the pandemic. So what are they in need of? Are they in need of a laptop, you know, a loaner, additional resources for virtual learning? How can they continue to interview for jobs? So just make sure that you're meeting your clients' needs where they currently are. And then overall, don't try to exhibit fear. It's important for you to remain hopeful and calm. Yes, this is going on, but our programs and our services aren't going to stop.
I want to underline that. I think there's a difference between saying be confident about your activities versus not showing any fear, which is it's okay to still be afraid, but when you're talking about what your organization is doing, confidently tell the public what that is.
Exactly. And then really, you know, the other part of the control piece is your finances. I know a lot of us don't like to look at our finances, but we really need to. We have to start talking about what we have in reserve, and we have to start limiting ourselves, not asking donors to fund our reserves. This is the time to do it. This is an example of why nonprofits, just like any other business, we need reserves. So not, you know, talking to our donors, leaving the conversation open, making sure things are transparent, as well as grantors. Those grantors who are sending us payments, are there ways to have those payments expedited? And could those payments be transferred to operations? So really getting in contact with our supporters, with our donors, our grantors, and not only that, our board members as well, and leaving that conversation open. It's really a time to discuss finances, figure out what can be shifted, and how we're going to work through this together.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's really, you know, I mean, that takes care of the control piece. You know, keeping things in line, remaining in control is really important, not only for yourself as a leader of the nonprofit, but for your team and for your supporters as well. And then really, I lead into number two, which is communication. And this is huge. We spend so much time, especially myself as the chief engagement officer, setting up meetings with individuals, being able to chat with them over coffee or have lunch in person. And now we're not able to do that. So it really is a total mind shift. But we have to realize, especially at this time, that we can't stop communicating just because it's not what we're used to. We actually have to ramp it up. It's a time for us really to get on the computer, dive deep into our database, and start reaching out. We can't assume that our donors, whether they're past, current, or even prospects, aren't giving at this time. We've got to communicate with them and let them know that we're calling them to action. And it's important when we're doing that, when we do call them, to remain positive, remain hopeful. Again, we want to let them know. We want to show them what we're currently doing to meet the needs of our clients. And we want to make sure that they understand as well that they can contact us, that they can reach out to us if they have questions.
Yep.
Because it's important for, you know, our donors are here for us, and we need to be here for them during this time. And the last piece of communication is another really important one. You have to communicate with your team. Your team needs to know what is going on. If you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling uneasy, you can only imagine what they're feeling. So be transparent as a leader. Let them know what's happening currently and what you foresee happening as much as you can in the next couple of weeks. And also be available for questions and make sure that your staff knows that they can reach out to you.
Right.
Going on to number three, which is collaboration. So this is the time really when I know nonprofits, we always talk about collaborating. We always set up meetings. We get on phone calls and we say, let's collaborate. Well, now's the time to actually do it. Right. Let's put that effort into action, because really we can all learn from each other. I mean, in areas such as crisis management, virtual fundraising, webinars, finance, and even donor engagement, there are so many experts out there. We really just need to collaborate and learn for each other. We're all in this together, essentially. We're all trying to accomplish the same goal, whether, you know, that's to keep our organization mission afloat. And it's important for us to be able to help each other out. So put away the competition and start collaborating.
So we've covered control, making sure that you've got control of the internal the internal parts of the organization, looking at your reserves, looking at your finances, letting your constituencies and your stakeholders get some consistent messaging out of the organization. Internally, we've talked about communication, how to communicate what's going on with the organization, both internally and externally, the importance of doing that with maybe a little more frequency during times of uncertainty, and remaining confident in your ability to continue to to do something towards your mission-oriented goals, even if they have to shift a little bit. You've mentioned collaboration, and that I think is critically important for organizations to do. What is the fourth C?
Well, thank you for asking, Mickey. it's creativity. And actually, I know for some nonprofit leaders, this isn't their area. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is the time you may find out that you are a creative individual. Just because, you know, when you have to be something, you really don't have a choice and you're just throwing ideas out there. So there is no need to reinvent the wheel. You really need to utilize what you already have working for you, and that's your core programs and services. So you need to take a look at your programs and your services and maybe run them through a refresh, give them a makeover, dust them off, and make them shine. You have to triple down on your visibility and marketing. Everything is virtual. The space is crowded. You have to get yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And you need to play around with new ways to deliver your core program during this time, because you have to meet your clients and supporters where they are. And most of them right now, they're either on a Zoom call or they're online.
That's right.
Or both at the same time. So remember that the problem you've been trying to solve for so long, it is still relevant. It's the delivery that needs tweaking. And overall, like I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation with creativity, some of the best ideas actually come when you're up against the wall. So don't be afraid. Just jump right in.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, that's a good way to look at it. This is good stuff, Amy. I think this is a nice list, and I hope that nonprofits can benefit from thinking about their activities during these times with these ideas in mind.
I hope so too. And if I could just close with one thing, mm-hmm. I ran across a quote and it's so wise. A wise man once said, and this is of course still relevant today, and I'm sure he's still saying it, instead of fighting the waves of change, or even worse, drowning in them, learn to surf. Change is not going anywhere anytime soon. So the sooner you learn to handle the uncertainty, the better.
Yeah.
Do this by upping communication, creating fluid hierarchies, becoming mm-hmm. fully transparent, and improvise when needed. Invest more in your staff and empower them to be entrepreneurial. Overall, keep your eyes over the horizon and anticipate change rather than just respond to it.
Yeah. Perfect. Beautiful. I think I might actually call this episode Learn to Surf.
That would be awesome. And you know what? You can actually practice social distancing while you're surfing. So I think that may, you know, be something that someone can take up as a new activity.
That's fantastic. I love it. Two questions. And the first one is, can you think of any examples where collaboration might work between two entities? Have you got anything in mind? Because I know you're talking to lots of people out in the sector these days. So how can we illustrate what that should look like or might look like?
Sure. And I know there's a lot of collaborations actually going on right now. Of course, we all know that the food banks and the schools are collaborating quite a bit because a lot of the students who are sent home from school during this time don't have access to meals. So really, they were receiving their meals from the school. So organizations such as Gooder and Atlanta Public Schools are actually partnering together to make sure that students are receiving their meals during this time, whether, you know, they have pop-up grocery stores, not only that, but they have locations where parents can essentially drive up and somebody will hand them meals for the day.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And my last question for you is if it's appropriate and if a listener wanted to be in touch with you for questions or anything, how would you suggest they do that?
Sure. Actually, they can contact me by my email address, which is afrizzell, which is FRIZZELL at ushersnewlook.org. Or they can actually go to our website, which is www.ushersnewlook.org. www.thecoronavirus.org, and I am listed on there as well. I am open to any questions, and I really want to be able to help anybody out as much as I can during this time. Again, as I said, it's a time to come together, not to pull apart.
Absolutely. Thank you, Amy. I can't thank you enough for taking the time on a Saturday to do this recording with me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Mickey. I absolutely loved it. Fantastic.
Yes. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. As always, please tell your friends and colleagues about us. And if you have time, a good rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify does a lot to make us more searchable for other people. In the meantime, we hope you're all staying safe and hope you're having a good day.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.